Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Father, we thank you because you bless our hearts. You transform our lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing dragging. Open the eyes of understanding to the knowledge of your word. Pour out your heart to us. Let your thoughts be made known to us. In Jesus' mighty name, I will pray. Please, can you celebrate somebody to your right and to your left and tell them welcome to church? Is that how we celebrate here? Celebrate somebody and say welcome to church. Glory to God. Please let us be seated wonderfully in God's presence. And it's my singular honor to celebrate in our midst, my mother in covenant. Please let me celebrate my mother-in-law. She's seated somewhere there. Okay. You see now, mother's love. She has gone to ELC, so. Let me celebrate her in absentia. Glory to God. And let me celebrate my aunt and her husband. Thank you so much, sir. To celebrate you. Can you celebrate with me, Pastor Lois James? We celebrate you greatly, man. Glory to God. Please let's be seated. Hallelujah. Alright, we have been considering a very powerful series. Love. Yes, I'm the one ministering. I'm the one. Okay, I've not introduced myself. Okay, that's why they say now ministry. Alright, let me do that. Alright, I'm Jeremiah James. I'm the lead pastor of the Building Church, and co-leading with me is Pastor Lois James. That is my beautiful wife. At the Building Church, in case you are coming for the first time, this is the Building Church. This is the camp of the mighty. This is the camp of the wealthy. This is the camp of the doings of the Lord. Because there's never a time God is not doing something in our midst. Hallelujah. That being said, we have one vision. Our vision is to what? Is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and societal transformation. This we do surrounded by 9 core values: spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love, work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And this has been spreaded into three layers: the building of the inner man, the building of the practical man, and the building of the outer man. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible showed us in Amplified Translation, it said, being strengthened and what? And reinforced in your inner man by the Holy Ghost. So that means that there is that strength that the Holy Ghost can give to you in your inner man. Luke chapter 1 verse 80, the Bible, KJV translation, he said, and the child remained and grew and was strong in spirit and remained desert until his appearing unto Israel. So what it implies is that if you are growing inside, you cannot remain in the desert forever. I say if you are growing inside, you cannot remain in the desert forever. Glory to God. So that is why our emphasis is that you first grow in your inner man and then it shows in your practical man. Your practical man is showing your competence, your excellence. Glory to God. And then the outer man is the training you give to others. In Luke chapter 12 verse 15b, the Bible says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. That is, what a man has is not what defines him, is what a man give out. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 20 verse 35b or c, as the case may be, he said, in the words of Jesus himself, he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So your life is not defined by the amount you have. Your life is defined by the people that are thanking God because of the amount you have. And that's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Verse 15 of it, he says, you are the light of the world. The salt of the earth, the light of the world. Verse 16, he says, let your light so much shine before men that they will see your good deeds and glorify your Father that is in heaven. That means that what you have, people can see it and glorify your Father that is in heaven. That is what we do at the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are building you so you can build others. Bless or bless. I say bless or bless. Glory to God. For somebody, I want to tell you that sincerely, just like you saw us, just like we did some minutes ago, is that you will have to go and add thanksgiving to your petition. at Thanksgiving, just dance like something is doing you. You don't get it. Dance like something is doing you. And that you won't need a handkerchief. It's too wet. You know, like you used to wear it's too wet if you isn't to clean your body. Because the truth of the matter is, there is something they call lacrimal gland and there is something they call sweat gland. If the two of them are working, your life will be on motion. If you can cry in prayer and sweat in praise, your life will be in motion. Yes. Your life will be glad because all of them are coming from a gland. And this one I will not leave you. I'm with you. Glory to God. Are we on the same page? Alright, so we have been considering a very powerful topic. So this is the building church. Welcome. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out or giving. So that is what we do here. We give. We make God proud. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So we have been considering a very powerful topic. It's only two people that came to church. Where are the other people? Love and... we are just waking up. Please wake them up. Love and... You can do it better. Love and... So last week we defined, we started a very powerful series on the law of relationship. Topic rather, on the law of relationship. And I make reference to a few things about laws that if you miss that service for any reason, I think you can go back online and listen to it again. But for just a very quick recap, I say key characteristics of laws. Number one, I say law are what? Universal. Number two, they are what? Consistent. Number three, they are what? Predictable. Number four, they are what? Impartial. Yes, thank you. God bless that person. Number five, they are what? Cause and effect based. That is, they are cause and effect based. Pastor, you want to add something? Yes? When you are not in a relationship, why will you be able to read it? I'm just joking. Oh God. That reminds me. Wait now. We see the day we announced Pastor Sammy, for those of you that have been making your value, Pastor Sammy is in a secret relationship. The day I will announce his wedding, the sisters that will faint in church. I'm waiting for you. The way he has been laughing, you think he doesn't know what he's doing. But we are still praying for you. But I'm not joking. Our pastor is in a secret relationship. Not secret service, secret relationship. Glory to God. The day I will announce his wedding, the sisters that will be shocked in church. Please be seated, sir. How do we even get here? Okay, cause and effect based. That is, every law connects to an action, connects an action to a consequence or reward, Abby. Alright, and we mentioned that there are different kind of laws, natural laws, moral laws, spiritual laws, social or societal laws, and psychological or mental laws, right? Alright, so very quickly now, the law of relationship. Father, bless our hearts. Transform our lives in Jesus' name. Alright, I want you to document these questions down because you will need it later. Valid questions you should ask to audit your relationship. Valid questions you should ask to audit your relationship. The law of relationships. The law of relationships. You can correct the title. The law of relationships. Alright, glory to God. Number one question you should ask yourself to audit your relationship is, who are my divine connections in this season? Who are my divine connections in this season? Number two question is, who am I supposed to serve, honor, and learn from? Don't worry, you'll be blessed today, I'm telling you. Who am I supposed to serve, honor, and what? And learn from. Number three, right? Who is carrying what I need for the next phase of my destiny? And this one, actually, when I checked the question again, I'm like, wow. Help all my people in the name of Jesus. That their discernment is heightened. You don't understand. A woman needed child. For years, she couldn't get child. Until she discerned a prophet. And when she discerned the prophet, she said, I perceive that this man is a man of God. He said, let's make a room for him. When she was begging the man of God that she doesn't want to have a child, the man of God said, cause and effect has chosen your reward. He said, cause and effect has chosen your reward. You perceive that. Cause and effect has chosen. So that means that there are people that are introducing into your life is already positioning you for transgenerational impact. Introducing somebody into your life can position you for transgenerational impact. And I'm praying for you that whoever is carrying the next phase of your destiny, in the name of Jesus, I call them into your life. Then the next one is, who have I neglected or dishonored unknowingly that is causing pain in my life? Who have I neglected or dishonored unknowingly that is causing pain in my life? You see, when we're teaching the law of recognition, in Genesis 28:16, he said, the Lord was in this place, and I know it not. He said, when Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. And then in John 1:10-11, he said, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. He said, for as many that received him, he gave them power. He said, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, he said, the world did not recognize him. And then in verse 11 of it, he said, he came to that which is his own, but his own did not receive him. Then verse 12, he said, yes, as many that has received him, to those who believe in him, he gave power to be called children of God. The word right there, and I think KJV said power. He gave them power to become the children of God. But the first people he came to were his own. They did not recognize him. He came to his own, but his own did not recognize him. Then, what is his name? This guy was in the portal of heaven. In fact, he was standing where Jesus was. And he said, when he awoke from his sleep, he was not aware. He said, so the Lord was in this place and I was not aware of it. So the question is, what have I been neglecting or dishonoring unknowingly that have been causing pain in my life? Because the truth of the matter is, anytime there's a challenge to you, around you rather, there's at least 5 persons that can help you out of that challenge. Yeah, you're not recognizing them, you're not discerning them, can put you in a continuous state of pain. Ha, not you, in the name of Jesus. And therefore, those of you that have not been joining prayer, I don't know what to tell you again. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10, we actually did dwell on that prayer today. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10, very quickly. He said, if one falls down, his friend can help him. He said, for pity, you see, it's KJV that was trying, it's NIV that was trying to be patient with the people. It's not pity. KJV said, woe. God, do you know what a woe is? He said, woe to him that is alone when he falleth. That is, woe to a man that has no help. Ah, may your life not be without help. He said, for he had not another to help him up. I just said, woe now. It's just the woe I need. Don't put me on this. Don't allow me to bite my teeth. I already danced enough. He said, but pity the man. That pity is what? Woe to him who falls and has no one to help him up. Kai! Every challenge, most of the challenge rather, don't allow me to be too authoritative. Most of the challenge you are facing now in your life is just help away. Mention anything you are having as a challenge, mention it. It's just help away. You see, house rent. Somebody can just wake up and say, ah, there's one duplex I built at Tanke. And the truth of the matter is, I don't need it. He said, Alan's one of your members is looking for house. He said, give him. I don't need it. Then let him come to the bank, let him come to the firm tomorrow. So we can do deed of transfer. All on me. Have you not been passing houses that for the past 5 years you have seen it is in lock, nobody is inside? The owner did not need it. Please be seated. That's what I'm saying. That's the whatever it is, look for anything that thinks is a challenge. I need a mobile car, I need a car. Somebody has too many. He's looking for who to dash. He's like, this car, I've been maintaining most of these my cars too much. This year, I think any car that starts from 2023, I need to dispose them of. And it will be an insult for him to sell it. Because if you are disposing 2023 and you want to sell it, there's issue. So 2023 cars, I need to dispose them of. My garage is sky. No. Please, do you have any person that need Benz? Take it, it's yours. Hope you know that actually in prophetic meetings, they are not joke. Please be seated. Let me tell you a story. February 2023 was when we got this place. No, we did not get it in real sense. We got it in the spirit February, but in real sense, we got it July. That is in real life. It was July we collected it, but in February. Because what happened? I was just joking. Actually. We were praying. Oh, Father, Father. And then all of a sudden, God already told us that, stop asking for land. It's yours already. Then I was like, you can be that somebody is just saying, we don't need this land again. And whatever, take it. That was actually the story of this land. The owner of this land bought the land for his children. But none of the children are in Nigeria. That's why it was fenced down. Then one of those days, the children he just called them that he said, you better go and sell that thing. We don't need it to go and sell it. In fact, you will not see us in Nigeria. Go and sell that land off. And it was a joke we were doing in Madeleine Plaza. The joke became a reality. I did not ask the man, he was the one telling us. Because even when we got there, when he called the price of the diesel, he still reduced the price again. No? And the truth of the matter is, every person who told the price of this land, it was like we stole it from the man. In fact, it was like we used something for him, and truly we did. No, it's not just so. Because it's not making sense. What is sold the whole land that is fenced? You don't understand? The price, the amount we use to buy the land, will not do the fence. Okay, in case you don't understand. It will not do the fence. In fact, the amount we use to buy the land is more than the amount we use to buy to build the toilet. And we have not finished. You don't have to build. And to that, at least you my yours. So the amount we use to buy this land will not be enough to even buy one plot. In recent so. But when favor shows up, the narrative changes. When we got this place, then we saw that, then we priced one other place and another place. One plot, if I'm not incorrect, or is it two plots? The amount were almost like two of these. I said, Oluwa. And then when Apostle Miwa came here, he said, hey, this is a miracle. This is like a ram caught by the horn. That will become somebody's reality. The question you should be asking yourself, actually, is, who have I neglected or dishonored unknowingly? That has caused pain in my life. Please visit it. That is causing pain continuously in my life. Who have I dishonored unknowingly? Who do I channel for me? You know, it was when God wanted to favor our guy because of the child. That is why he said, go back to your maid. Go back to your mistress. Go back to your mistress. You have been foolish. Go back to your mistress. And she went back. I don't know how she lived later on, that she was able to live 13 years and more. And she did not have issue with Sarah again. Because somebody that just gave birth is already having challenge. Don't talk of distress from the mistress. Oma miss a lot, Neil. Glory to God. Then the last question is, who am I assigned to build or invest in? Who am I assigned to? You see now, he said, the angel said of the Lord said to her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. If not, so you can miss prayers. She was stressed already. She is drowning from her miss prayers. Then she was not missing the stress again. She was stressing. Glory to God. All right, because of my time and the thanksgiving we have done, it's not a waste of time, actually. Holy Spirit, help us in this time available. Don't worry. We'll close early. Because we'll close anytime can be closing. We'll close early. All right. Let me write on this note. Since when I already started from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10. He said, woe to the man that has no man to help him. And then let me read John chapter 5 verse 1 and 8. 1 to 8. The reason why I'm reading this scripture is because a number of you are here that do not attend prayer. Please don't allow us beg you to attend prayer. The last card of anything is the church. The church is the hope of anything. In Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 19 down, I won't read it. Don't show it because I may not read it. It's not even my emphasis. Okay, cancel that. Let's go to John. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible says unto us that what? He said, if a man falls down, his friend can help him up. His relationship can help him. As you are seated here now, can there be any person, just imagine with me, that if anything happened in your life now, maybe by 12 a.m., that if you call them, they will not send somebody, they will show up. If there is no there, you have been living a parasitic relationship. That means that you have not been there for people. The Bible says, do unto others what you want them to do unto you. So you are going to be a thief if you have not been showing up for people and you want people to show up for you. What have you invested in the relationship? And the truth of the matter is, as I am here now, except for the honor I have towards God, if I receive some call now, I can leave this place and I will not check time till I finish that thing. So as I'm talking now, if I sneeze too much as I'm here, you will be shocked that including you that are saying you are PA, all of you, they are going to carry you. No, and I'm not joking. It's just one call away and you will be shocked at the kind of police that have not seen them before that will show up in this place. He just need to call one person. Once the phone ring in his place, wherever he is, he's going to be here. Because let me tell you, one of the things I want to talk to you about is actually that, you know, we stopped last week on Joseph and Mephibosheth's story, Abby. He's going to help you today. Don't let me be ahead of myself. Boy, when you fall, what relationship can help you up? You need to invest in a relationship. Please preach to your neighbor. Say invest in a relationship. And tell them, any investment you make, you may not reap it now, but you will reap on your investment. Yes, you will. He said, for pity the man. That is what to a man who falls and no one to help him. Now, very quickly, John. John, very quickly, call my time. Fly to John. Let's fly. Now, please, let's go. 2, 3, go. Sometime later, Jesus went up to for the feast of. Next verse, very quickly, he said, now there is in Jerusalem called the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethsaida, and which is surrounded by four covered colonnades. He said, here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, and they waited for the move of the... Now, let's replace that with the move of God. You'll be blessed, I'm telling you. With the move of God. Let's replace that with the move of God. That's still verse 3, sir. Let's replace that with the move of... Next verse, very quickly. He said, from time to time, an angel of the Lord will come down and steer the waters. Don't forget, last week, I told us that there is what? The person of Jesus and the principle of... Alright. Hope you know, both the person of Jesus and the principle of Jesus is put in place by God. If you follow principle, God is the one that put the principle there. And don't forget, in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 that we read, he said, as soon as the heads remain, hence seed time, harvest, shall not. And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, we said, and there is something called the law of the spirit of life. He said, for the law of the spirit of life has saved us from the law of sin. Why are you doing like this? So principle and laws were put in place by God. Including Jesus' miracle was also put in place by God. Are we on the same page? So, whichever way you find yourself, you will still find yourself going towards God. Even the people that say God does not exist, they know that God exists because of the findings they are making. Including inventors. People that are inventing things. They know that there is a God, there is a supreme being that created things. Hope you know in real sense, there is nobody that created anything. Apart from what God created. And then, I think during, church reboot or something like that, church conference, church reboot, church media reboot conference, right? I was making reference to something called 0 to 1. And then I make reference to 1 to infinity. You see, what the world is doing presently is not 0 to 1. What the world is doing is 1 to infinity. The truth of the matter is in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible already showed us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He said it was, I almost gone to John. He said, and the earth was formless. If you check Amplified Translation, no, MSD translation of this, the Bible says it was a soup of nothingness. Yes. He said earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. What it implies is that the world was created from nothing. Now, every other thing that you are seeing in the world now, including your phone, including your shoe, including this cup, including whatever, were made from the nothingness, were made from something that God made nothingness from. Are we on the same page? So take, for instance, now, this AC now, for example, there are, like me and Pastor, I mean, the other day when they were repairing the gen, please, the CJ, were like, what were these people thinking? That they created a complex gen like this. You'll be shocked that there is one spring there like this. Ping. And if that spring is not there, the gen will not work. So it means that all of these things were made from one, which is God was one that made from nothing and then created one. All the things we are seeing in the world now are one. Every other thing scientists are doing are from that one. So that means that the improvement that is coming on the one God created can be 1 to 1 million. And you will be shocked that when we are in the 19th century, there was no telephone. But the elements that will be used to make phone were already in the earth. So, scientists, so, laws and science and whatever are still, will still be traced back to God. That's what I'm trying to say. So even if it's a miracle, take for instance now, hope you know that by prophetic injunction, you can know where somebody is around the world. By GPS too, you can. By you leaning on the person of Jesus, you can prophetically discern where somebody is. By GPS, they can, even hope you know with your phone now, they can come and carry you in this place as you are sitting. And then those people will be saying there is no God. They did not know that it was what God created. They used to create what they are creating to convince themselves that there is no God. And then the people that are living by principle, hope you know, for example, now, if for any reason I want to use Philip Airway or Elijah level, I don't want to go through earpiece because I need my peace. Now, if for any reason I want to be in London now, I can bring it to play by the person of Jesus. But there is another way I also do it by the principles of Jesus. It's just for me to book earpiece and sit down peacefully. Then ping, they carry me and land me in London. Take for instance now, another one. If I don't have transport, which I do, because don't forget, I say prophetic building. So I do. I'm just saying if. It's when I use when that you should be concerned. People. And then I stand by the road and I say, God of heaven and earth, just let somebody come and carry me from here to my house. And true to it, Pastor Swami just came and packed. The way you stood up, I don't know how you stand up here. Then he came and packed with a lawyer, Lexus latest edition. That one, they don't use key, they use wiper. One just like this. The car just, adjust himself. Then Pastor Sami parked the car by the side. Don't forget, if I don't have transport. Then he parked by his car and carried me to the house. That is a miracle. But if I'm also having the latest edition of Sabbath truck, I bought it with my own money. Through the principle of law of exchange, through the practice of the law of exchange, I needed a miracle to transport me. Then God also put principle in place that can allow me not need the miracle. Because most times, if some of you understand principles of God, I think you have, some things you pray about, you won't need it. You will dwell more with the prayer of fellowship. That when you show up, you say, Frekena, you say, my son is here. He's the only one not disturbing me in Nigeria. Every other person need AC in their house. They are just disturbing me at least. Now, God is not disturbed by your request. I'm just saying in person. God, but anytime you show up, see, a proof that you are still a child is that your fellowship will be request-based. Take for instance, Eliana, for example, she doesn't have any business staying with me. If there is no food, if there is no whatever, except maybe sometimes as she's growing already, then she knew that there's something called fellowship. Before, the only time she cried that she need her parents is when she need food.
Yeah, yeah.
You go there, you say, if you are done, you say, I'll go back. Now I want to sleep. She sleeps again. Then you say, children, that is the only thing. So sometimes, if proof that you have not matured very well is that the only reason why you show up in prayer is for request. Now, prayer of request is part of prayer. But the prayer of fellowship is the reason why God was showing up in the Garden of Eden. They already have all they need. Oh, wait. The reason why God was showing up was to fellowship with them, not for them to ask for something they will eat. So when God shows up in the Garden of Eden, it's not for, ha, Oluwa, hey, I'm going to say, ha, Oluwa, Baba, I'm going to say, oh, God, I'm going to say, he said, ha, Oluwa, I mean, Oluwa, ni, ha, he said, don't want me, he said, Oluwa, go, guni, Baba. There's, if you keep to the principles of Jesus, you will be able to dwell more with the prayer of fellowship. Then you are going back to Eden. Everything will be ready. And that's why I say, as soon as the heads remain, see time, harvest, book, M hour. If you understand that principle, you won't need to be calling on me for, look at, okay, now look at, some of you now, look at why you are in church. It's not because of our strength. If you don't need our strength, we even pray. Some of you are showing up for the prayer because maybe you needed a relationship. And it has not worked yet. And you remember they said that, if you come for whatever, we'll pray for you to have a relationship. Then you showed up. You don't love God. You love the things that God can give you. The same thing with relationship. If it's transactional, there is issue. It's only the things God can give you. God give me money. God give me car. God give me kenika. God give me. That is how some of you are staying or are also living your life. If they can't give you, you say they are wicked. Don't trust them, rich people. Don't trust them in your life. And you two are going to be rich. And we should not trust them. Are you not going to be rich in your life too? Don't trust rich people. Rich people. Don't trust them. Don't believe them. Those people, they use something. And you too, you are trusting God to be rich. You are trusting God to be part of the people that will lift it. And you are already saying that, and you're all looking or something like that. Don't trust them. Are we still on the same page? So, the L waves, the whatever it is you are trusting God for, everything has a means. Now, but it's the story of this man that actually showed us that. That this man was at the pool. And every time the water is stirred, if anyone had a sickness, the first person, you see now, he said the first one into the pool after each such disturbance will be cured of whatever disease he had. He said one was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. Don't forget, the stirring of the water, please, who was coming to go and stir it? Is not an angel of the Lord? So the stirring is representing the principles of Jesus. That Jesus was not there in person. But hope you know it was Jesus. Jesus is aware that an angel is coming from heaven to come and stir this. He's not a diabolic whatever. He's still God doing it. But he's using the stirring of the water to do it. The only reason why now go continue. That means that every person that is stirred, that the water is, and don't forget, every invalid person need another person to help them. So in the practice of principle, you need, that's why I said the law of relationship. Relationship is one of the things that stand at the stirring of the water. That no matter if you are in debt, if you are lacking whatever, there is another man that can push you into that principle of Jesus. That Jesus does not need to show up in person. Because Jesus himself also put that law in place. Am I saying something else? It's not an herbalist that is stirring the water. The Lord is aware that the angel is stirring the water. So Jesus did not necessarily need to be there. This man will have gone there the first day and got his healing and left if he had a man to put him there. He wouldn't need Jesus to come to the pool. The pool is already an hospital. There is already a principle that will cure every person here. What is Jesus doing in a system that is already in existence for him to be cured? Some of the prayers you are praying, Jesus is shocked. This prayer of praying, say, be there, ni some minute wa by the poolside, in your cutting base of no pool, hoti jade, you won't keep your own kibbe or own kibbe bugbe, see me, must I come in person? I have solved these things now, the principles I've put in place. So God is shocked when the world is using the principle to be prosperous and the students are crying to him to come and generate money. Hope you know, the people of the world, they understand relationship. Jesus said one story that gave me concern. It was that story of that man that they said they are going to leave his work. You see, anytime I read that story, it used to give me concern that why would Jesus say that that man added strength truly? That is, added wisely. Look at what happened. I will appreciate if you can locate it for me. There was that scripture where a man, the boss wanted to relieve him of his work. What he did was that he started investing in relationship. Jesus now said, the people of the world understand this kind of thing. How come that the children of light do not? Because this is what happened. The guy will go and say, how much do you owe my master? He says, so amount. He says, remove this. I will do this. Eh? Luke 16, thank you, man. My wife is even more active than the media people. Maybe after this meeting, you could come and lay down. You come and lay down so she lay on you. So you can follow. Look at this. He said, Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting what? His possessions. Next verse, very quickly. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer. Now look at what the guy did. Next verse, please, because of my time. This is not right. He said, the manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig and I'm ashamed to beg. Next verse. He said, I know what I will do so that when I lose my job, people, relationships. Relationships will welcome me. He said, I know. He said, so that when I look at those, relationships will welcome me into their houses. So look at how he did it. He said, so he called in each of his master's debtors. He has the first. How much do you owe my master? Now, the real story we are reading here is not about what he did. Is in comparison to what the kingdom of, what the children of the light are supposed to do. He says, so he asked each of his master, how much do you owe my master? Next verse. He said, 800 gallons of oil. He replied, the manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400. Next, then don't forget, I say relationships are supposed to be value driven. You are supposed to contribute to any relationship. He said, then he has the second one. And how much do you owe my master? He said, 1,000 bushels of wheat. He replied, he told him, take your bill and track it up. Make it 800. Next verse. He said, then the master commended the dishonest manager because he has added shrewdly. He said, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than the people of light. That means that one understands relationship. Hotel the last daughter married, I saw Dangote there. The wedding that they said they are not 250 or how many businesses they were. Where is Dangote? I will have business Dangote is. Is it called the daughter Abby? You carry lie. You are the only one that your so-called friend is getting wedded. You do not have money and you do not also have hand and leg. To say, you know, if I have, I will have given. But wherever money will have done, please, I'm begging you. 1 week to your wedding, I want to stay with you. You can send me your hair and don't send me anywhere. Send me. He is already married, don't forget. And you are not yet. So that means that the more he's lifting, the more the wife brings favor, the more blessed he can be. You two are going to be blessed. Oh. But you see, anything money can buy, relationship can also pay for. Anything. There is a way you think you have money, and if you don't have a relationship, you are going to be wasteful. I will explain that. That you have money, there is a place where you can book flight that is going to be $4,000. Then, one of these days, you are discovering, Pastor Sammy, that I booked flight $4,000, and it's not for supply, it's just economy. And then Pastor Sammy says, that is not how they book flight. Don't forget, you have $4,000 you can use to book flight. But the actual price of flight is $1,000. The extra $3,000 is, even if you have money, you know what it can do to you. So that's why I say, if you don't have relationship, you can be wasteful. Because you don't have information. Don't forget, we did economies now. Closest to market, clinical, whatever. You see, my people, relationship, anything money can buy, relationship can pay for. Even lesser. So he said, Jesus, he said, no, the master commended him. Next verse. Next verse. He said, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself. This is Jesus talking, no? This is Jesus talking. This is our Jesus. He said, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwelling. Ah. Babolu erorava. You have seen the wealth that you have. Wait for tech bros to come. Hope you know that with tech now, all the old people with, respectfully speaking, like Apostle Emma would say, all the people that have been rich in all their life with tech, just 1 year tech saving, we write an history of somebody that have been wealthy all his life. One year. You can't be condescending on any person. You have not seen their own wealth. That when you look back in old age, there are people that will carry your hand. Relationship. But relationships are not supposed to be transactional. Because there are five levels of relationship, five categories of relationship. The first step of relationship is actually general relationship. Then it moves from general to emotional relationship. Then it moves from emotional relationship to transactional relationship. Then you move from transactional relationship to seasonal relationship. Then you move from seasonal relationship to destiny relationship. I'll come again. General relationship. General relationship is the entry point. Most people used to miss it at the general relationship level. Then from general relationship, the thing moves to what? Emotional relationship. Love at first sight. Because if you people don't meet, how will you love? You have to see the person to love you. If that's emotion. So sometimes, and that is why, this one is very tricky. And is very deceptive. And that is, at this level, that people, that is what actually moves to transactional relationship. That is, you take for instance, man, when I came at general entry level, you just saw me, leave your jarring nonsense. Then all of a sudden, you just see me, they remove my key. And do tun tun. And you have been looking for the owner of the car since. All of a sudden, you have emotional rush. All of a sudden, you love me. You want to carry me. You do not love me. It's at the general level when people don't know your worth that you can truly know their worth. Yes. Because when emotions is involved, you know what the person is capable of. Let me show you this scripture. I wanted to read this one down. But you should be able to get it. No problem. Let me show you this other scripture. Luke 23 from verse 39. I want to show you something. This is the general entry. Please, can we read this together? He said, one of the criminals who hung there all insult at him. Aren't you the Christ? Can you see this? That means that the entry point where they are meeting for the first time, he was meeting Christ, but he already knew he was Christ. This guy had emotion. In fact, he was too sure that he was not going to die on the cross. Because he said, I'm going to the invisible cross. That Christ, guy, he was even abusing the water. Don't have the beat that I must go along the cross. Everybody lost the cross. Why? Because he knew the Christ. So when he got to the cross, he said, save yourself. Can you see that? And us. The reason why he was asking, are you not the Christ? It's not so that Christ can save himself. It's so that he can also benefit. So his emotion, maybe all the honor he was giving Christ, Christ the Messiah, is because he has moved from emotion to transactional. There is a benefit for him there. So all this exhortation he was giving Christ was because he already have emotional attachment that Christ is able to save them on the cross. So he wanted to make it transactional. And most times transactional can even be parasitic. Because what has he given Christ apart from this flattery he must have given Jesus on the cross? Next verse, very quickly. He said, but the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence. Yes, next verse. He said, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. He said, but this man has done nothing wrong. Next verse. He said, then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Next verse. Jesus answered him. Now, when I was studying this today, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, apart from Ele Lama Sabachthani, that Jesus said, and in speaking to John, that behold thy father, behold thy mother. Hope you know that every other thing after Jesus was captured, he did not answer any person that was telling him anything. Including that guy that was saying whatever. And that's why I don't forget. I said there is the law of cause and effect. That is, your action already chose your consequence or reward. Hope you know that as they were talking on the cross, Jesus did not answer the other guy, but his consequence and answer him. Why the other one that spoke correctly? Jesus said, I don't move me. He's on the cross. but no problem. Jekin Soile. He said, I tell you the truth today. You will be with me in the paradise. You see, that now carried me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. At general level, every other kind of relationship will start at general. But it is what you do at general that will position you later on in life. Take for instance now. Hope you know that some of you are just all seated here now. All of you came into our life or got to know each other at general level. I don't know you before. It's not as if your parents came and said, I want my job, be him money, I'll put your money. You know, no. I just saw you in church. And some of you already know our house. We met at general level. Why some of you are like the other thief by the left? Transactional. They ask you to enter the lounge. These are looking like a thief. How will the person carry you to his house? You are meeting the pastor at every level. You see how tired he is. He says he has not eaten. You say God will help him. Then one of these days you say you need counseling. Then you came. You say you need money. He should send money to you. Okay, the liar. And devils don't basically send his father. Ow. There are some of you actually. The truth, that is the truth. Now, there is the principle of Jesus. There are some of you, that if you said you need money, it can never be an issue. Because you have invested not with transaction in mind. You have invested with covenant in mind. With destiny connection in mind. So when you invest that much, it's heaven that will slap the pastor and say, wicked. This guy has invested his life. There's no amount of, listen to me. There are some of you, when you are in challenge, sincerely, you don't even need to tell me, I'll pick it. I will just say, hey, send me your candidates. Because you have shifted from transactional, you have shifted from seasonal to destiny. That when there is issue in your life, we will pick it. Because good measure, pressed and shaken together, shall men. Now, let me bring the balance to it. There is the one that church also give you people. Because you are committed to church. We hope you know I'm also a member here. And the one I'm talking about is not that as a member, the church will not help you. It's the church that will help you. If there's an amount that the church can use to help you, then you hope you know that some of you are relating with us now based on church. So all of us are dealing with each other based on church. So the money I'm talking about is not church money. I mean my own money. Because some people have left church. They have come to wash my own car. It's not church that bought the car. It's not church bus that is. It's not a church bus or a church car. The person has shifted from making life easy for me in church to making life easy for me as a person. That is the kind of relation I'm talking about. I'm not saying, so one thing I go in church. You see, as a church, we are not going to put whatever every person as a church as a benefit. As a church. Now, personally for my life, because I also have a life. It is not church that will carry somebody to my house to go and wash car. No. It is not church that will carry somebody to my house and say, you should come and hire my clothes. No. Because people have picked it before, they recognize the honor of God upon our life and say, ah, sir, can I be privileged to come and be ironing your clothes? I say, ah, my clothes, but it's not church work now. It's me. I can put, God has blessed me enough. Do you know the truth? No matter how much they are hiring, even if they are hiring Thai 1,000, God has blessed me enough. I have a number of them. They can be able to iron it and send it back to me. But somebody that is not transactional, somebody that wants to make life easy for me, if for any reason his life is uncomfortable, it's wisdom for me to also step in, not the church. That was what Jesus was saying in that other scripture that we read in Luke. In Luke 16. Are we on the same page? Alright. So, what am I saying? I say, who adjusts the time? He said, keep on loving each other as brothers. Next verse, very quickly, Hebrews. He said, do not forget to entertain strangers. For by so doing, when you entertain strangers, and that's why I said, that is the entry point, the general relationship. This is strangers. All of us that we are sitting here met as strangers. I don't know you, don't know me. All of us met each other as strangers. Abina. He said, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Next verse. He said, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if yourself are suffering. That is all. 1, 2, 3, 9. But let's go back to that man. That there was already a system that would cure him. He still needed Jesus to come. And his reason was because he asked, do you want to get where Jesus now got there finally? And learned that he has been there in that condition for a long time. Say, you're not supposed to be here for long. One of the things relationship help you to do, it is bring ease, it bring help, and it brings speed. He was there for a long time. Despite the fact that he has been invalid, only God knows how many years. He's 38 years. He has been an invalid for 38 years. And then when he finally got to the pool where his solution will be battered, he was still there for a very long time. That means he was a guy. He was one that said that, okay, there you are. Omi, around 11:30. Emma worry. First sign, Temari, because by experience he has been there for long. The first sign, Temari, Onuma Yombe, AJ, anything born here. And then, so, he was a consultant. Maybe he was collecting consultancy fees. And was staying there. Because he had been there long. And then he said, do you want to get where Jesus asked him? Next verse, very quickly. He said, sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. That means I have no one to help me with principles. I have been keeping this principle. I have no one who can throw the weight of his credibility behind me. He's not aware that any person that enters the pool will get where. But he can't get there. He has not seen God himself. But he can't enter. He said, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Let's take, for instance, that is my daddy that is the owner of the pool close to whatever. And then people have been getting in. And then we know that the water will be stirred. Hope you know, have you ever seen a doctor go into his office and he carries somebody behind him and you say, will you tell the doctor to stop the person? And that is the weight of credibility. So take, for instance, now, Pastor Mia has been trying to get into on the altar. And then me, I've been on the altar since. All of you have been looking at me now, Abby. If I want to go there now, with the protocol stop to try to stop me? Now, when I've come down, I come to carry Pastor Mia. Now, Pastor Mia, you are the protocol. Don't worry. I've carried you on already. Who has never climbed the altar before and desire to? Wait, the person should come. All right, please come. What is your name? Come, Mr. Daniel. Hope you know Lions Den. I'm your altar. Now, Pastor Mia, you are the protocol. Naturally, Mr. Daniel can never try this thing. He's going to try now. Come. Pastor Mia is the protocol. Naturally, you see now, they won't even allow you. That is the protocol. I'm not the one that sent them, but they send themselves. But it's part of excellence. I'll be order. Our God is a God of order. Now, take for instance now. Anna carry you. Why did he step aside? He should have tried to stop all of us now. You know, we will have carried him past me out. And we're praying for him. So, this is what throwing the weight of credibility does. This man on his own self cannot climb here. No matter how he prays. Pastor Mi will not allow. You can't tell Pastor Mi that look at my prayer report. In fact, the angels, they sign it. Are you see? It's not the sign of Gabriel. Look at it now. This is the signature of Gabriel. You have not entered Potter. He said, I don't know Potter. I know principles. By principle, I've climbed this man here now. And he's going to preach for God too. So, this is what relationship can do. Relationship is a protocol breaker. That what stop others cannot stop you. Because the man say, every time I try, somebody else that have somebody that can carry them, go ahead of me. But he sees that every time that that healing comes, they are always ill. So he still keeps sitting down there. Even though you have gone home. Please, thank you. Let me celebrate Mr. Daniel Pastor. Are we on the same page? Now, please, let's check the flip side. Oluwa. Hey, let's check the flip side. Let's check the flip side of this story. Mark chapter 1. Mark 1. And Mark 2 rather. Mark 2 very quickly from verse 1. Very quickly. He said a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum. Please, who is the Constantine? Jesus. He said the people heard that he has come home. Next verse, very quickly. He said so many people gathered there that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word of God to them. Are you seeing protocol there now? Nobody could enter again. There was no space again. He said some men came. Bring it to him, a paralytic man. Are you seeing anything like similar there? A man was paralytic in John chapter 5. He had no man to carry him. He was using principles. Then he said, carry by the four of them. Next verse. He said, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd. He said, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and started digging through. Lower the mat. On the next verse. He said, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic man, that is, Jesus, please, Edgar. He's not the person they are dropping down that Jesus you see first. Jesus saw the ones that were dropping him. Am I the one that said that? He said when Jesus saw their faith, it was not the man. It was because of them that Jesus healed him. There are some things in your life, and that's why I've said it. There are many things I'm seeing in my life that beat my prayer request. It beat my prayer point. That means that I'm leveraging on some people's credibility. There are some people that maybe I have been an assistant to in my destiny and life. That they say, Eli, you say, kule, shushi, like. Because severally, I am the one telling you. There are some things that I never asked God for that I'm seeing in my life. That I know that, Baba, I did not ask you for this. But God knows. When he see the faith of the people carrying you, he will allow. He said, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, it was the paralytic he was supposed to see. He saw the faith of the people carrying him. Here, there is speed. There was breaking of protocol because there were people that could help him. And do you know the end result? Jesus did not need to show up for the man that did not have people to carry him. There was already a protocol, a system that would have healed him. But even at that, he still did not have man to carry him. May your life never be empty of him. Time has gone. Do you have a few minutes to spare? Because this one I want to say, that where my story is going to come. So I have compared principles and miracles, right? Now I want to compare for the sake of. There are many things. Take for instance now. Hope you know that my credibility brought Mr. Daniel to this place, right? Mr. Daniel, right? But my credibility cannot keep him here forever. If he followed the principle of the people that stand on this altar, I don't need to carry him again. He can come to his altar by himself if he know what to do. Many of you have gone to go and stay in somebody's house because of your pastor. It's not your pastor that is staying there, it's you. So you need to get a sick for which you will be continuing to stay in the house. Some of you have closed doors on your life because the credibility of somebody that you used to enter the place will expire with time. That was what happened to the children of Israel. They were not in Egypt because they are Israelites. They were in Egypt because of Joseph. They were given the choicest place. That was what the Holy Spirit taught me. They were given the choicest place because of Joseph. They all of a sudden, time was going, time was coming. They were just enjoying Joseph's credibility. Time was coming, time was going. They were enjoying Joseph's credibility. All of a sudden, the sake of Joseph expired. A man came on board that did not even know Joseph. Then they now begin to suffer for their own sake, not because of Jesus' sake. You have got to stay in somebody's house because of your pastor. They treated you because of the honor they put on the pastor. Even if you have still passed your boundary, the indomie that is left in the kitchen, you hate it. When there is no food in the house, you come with suya. It's only the nylon of the suya that are seen in the waste bin. And
and you are not the owner of the house. They say that we are trying to buy gas, we are trying to buy whatever, you are still coming on with item 7. Only you are hitting it. You see, that your stake will expire. The stake of your pastor will soon expire. God is going to open relationship. God is going to show, connect to relationship. It's become your responsibility to keep it. Wisdom is there that any relationship you are into, you contribute. That is what is going to keep that relationship alive. You are staying with people. They say, eat anything. You enter and hurt everything. Oh, Jehovah, you can. Those that don't know, you can, is he can. I mean, termites. Lucas, you enter, the fridge is empty, everything is empty. Then when they say there is no whatever in the house again, you now start going to item 7, item 8, the place, and you don't have a place. I won't leave you for this one. I wrote something in my note. I said, when there is no more value, Joseph's sake begin to expire. When there is no more value, Joseph's sake begin to expire, and then you begin to be forsaken. If you enter a relationship for any other person's sake, please create your own sake. Add value in the relationship so you won't be checked out because of somebody's sake. He said, then a new king who did not know Joseph came to power. Assuming they have been valuable enough, they will actually continue that relationship. Because Joseph entered into the palace because he came with value. Your pastor already said, they carry you to a place. The credibility of the pastor already opened access. Ha! Why are you not misbehaving? Then you look for something that can keep you in that relationship. I remember this time that I have plenty of stories that I wanted to share, but time did not permit me. I remember that God is good. We prayed for Nigeria and Kwara is essential. Because we are inside Kwara. If we are not inside Kwara, we need to pray. Just keep praying. We have been blessed or blessed. So I remember one time, there's something they call Area Hay in Zaria. My friend, Israel. He was staying in Area Hay with some professors. Area Hay is the happening place. If you say you are staying in Area Hay in Zaria, buying, ha! It's professors. Because where Israel was staying, you'll be seeing the VC's house. The VC's house is very close to where he was staying. In fact, if you leave the VC's house, it's the professor's house that is next. So, and then, I don't know, for some reasons, they check the kind of people that can stay in that house. So Israel was the younger brother of the professor's wife. So, when I came into that place, I think, for some reason, she asked him, who is this guy that you brought? She said, I informed him that, he's my friend, he's my whatever. So, I was staying in that place for Israel's sake. To the best of my knowledge, even now, if the woman sees me, she will stop. So, I was looking for a sake for which I can continue to stay there. As far as I want. You know what happened? So one day I saw the woman sweeping. I said, she was sweeping. Car, I jump out. Now, listen to me. I did not do that because of transaction. And there's foolish transaction now. That is not the reason. She was sweeping, so I went out. No, I did not go out. I first said, Israel, I said, please go and tell your hands, that I want, your sister, that I want to help her sweep. He said, I'm telling him not to worry. I said, where I came from, we used to, if they tell us not to worry, we will worry. She said, tell him not to worry. Israel says, I said, don't worry. Me, I will worry. So I went there. I said, bring his mommy. She said, no. I said, bring his mom. She said, no. I said, please, mommy, time will be going. I won't leave here until you give me. She said, no. Then later, I just collected his room. I started sweeping. I swept that day. Oh, Jesus. There were mango trees, all manner of trees. That place full of trees. I swept that day. I think I slept the next day. I swept to. And I did not complain. Cheerfully. I swept. I swept. But I did not wept. The right English actually is I did not weep. You see. So I carried the I sweep. Then my back was aching me. I went to sleep. Do you know what happened next? I think the next thing was a festive season. The woman by herself brought our professor chicken. And said, where is Jerry? Please give him the chicken you push with. Eh? Even Israel was like, chicken. The chicken, don't you know? Then, I think sometime later, maybe 1 month, 2 months, the woman did not see me around. Because me, I've gone back to my hostel. I think it was during break. I've gone back to my, then she now sent Israel to me. That way is Jerry. I have not been seeing him. For you who are regulated, people who come, they have not been seeing Jerry. Tell him to come now. I came. Then there's one Christmas or something. They asked me to come inside the room. I don't think there's any person that visits Israel that have entered that place before. I entered the room. They asked me to sit down. I'm inside there. I had to. I entered that place for Israel's sake. I did not stay there for Israel's sake. So much so that that woman, when she's driving car, the way she used to run inside the view, anywhere the woman see me, she will stop. She will stop and say, Jerry, how are you? How are you? Welcome. I've not been seeing you in the house. Okay, come next week. Come next week. You know, what foolish thing have you been doing that you say they are using you? Why you don't have the house? Some people have visited our house before. I say, if I ever see this person in our house again, friends, don't bring this person here again. Why? Because you enter for some people's sake. And then wisdom do not allow you to stay forever. When you are shutting doors, be careful. When you are trying to think of some experience you have in the past, be careful. Because some people's credibility can open doors for you. Their credibility stops there. And then they begin to watch you to see if you can stay in the open door.
Have you been blessed or blessed? I need you to pray very quickly. Time has really gone. Thank you for the sacrifice. The Father, show me mercy. Any door that foolishness has closed in my life, show me mercy to be able to open them back. The way you are praying this prayer, I'm suspecting you. Pray. 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 For some of you, you are staying in places that is for somebody that brought you there. There's nothing bad if you two can buy something and carry it home. And say, please, I think you should use this one to fry the dish today. You should use one. Observe them. If it's king's oil they are using, don't go and buy queen's oil. Gather money enough to be able to buy something. Be a contributor of any economy. Be a contributor of any ecosystem. I don't know what foolishness I've shot in your life, but pray that Father be merciful unto me. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, I will pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadems, Tanke Okeodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.